When I first heard the term freemium, I was like, people giving away products for free? I had no idea what freemium meant. But now I've learned that freemium is actually a really good way to grow a business. Freemium is essentially when you give people access to certain features and then you make other features paid. Pretty simple, right? Let's break down what freemium is and how you can use it in your startup. What's up, people? Welcome back to the Startup Founder Roadmap. And in these episodes, Startup Definitions, I like to break down different key terms that you need to know as a startup founder. Today's topic is freemium. What is freemium? Freemium is you breaking up your features. Usually this is for software. I think it can work even for service businesses, but more on that later. For most software companies, you go and you make an account, you get access to it, you can start doing things, but then you try to do one other thing and then you have to upgrade. And this is a great way to grow a business because you get a lot of people on there to start using your platform and they love it. You might be solving an initial problem, but then you can take a step up and have the pay tier there where you solve even more or bigger problems. Now, you probably don't realize it, but most of the software companies out there, like, they're freemium. Most of the companies, the biggest ones being companies like LinkedIn, where you using it as a regular person, it's just LinkedIn, right? But you can upgrade and pay for LinkedIn and get so much more out of it. It's like a different world. Like on LinkedIn, when you search, you just get basic results. You get the first, second, or third connections. You can search by city. When you pay for LinkedIn, you can get results based on where people have worked, their salaries, literally all kind of stuff, where they went to college, even high school. It is insane. Like the detail and the depth information that you can get from LinkedIn is kind of crazy. Most people don't take advantage of it, in my opinion. I know it's a lot of people that might pay for a sales navigator, but there are a lot of people who pay for LinkedIn on that level. Most people don't even pay for LinkedIn, though. They just use it to post their content and stuff and connect with people here and there, and that's it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but that's an example of a freemium platform. Another freemium platform is Dropbox. A lot of people use Dropbox because you can upload files and stuff. You have content saved there and even family photos and stuff. Dropbox is great for that. That's a freemium platform because you can have a free account and still use it. But if you want the other features like Dropbox paper, or if you want to have bigger files or even just more of the same thing, you have to pay for it. Other platforms include like project management, Asana, Trello, all kind of stuff. So we know what freemium is. Now, does freemium work for your startup? Before we get to that, make sure you subscribe to the channel if you're listening on YouTube. I appreciate you. If you're listening on the podcast, you can make sure you subscribe to our newsletter, Creative Founder Weekly. I'm excited. I'm having fun writing this newsletter to give more information and details to founders and connect more of the right founders. We focus primarily on creative founders, meaning people that create software or different service businesses for creators. So think of people like podcasters, influencers, YouTubers. If you make products for people like that, I definitely want to connect with you. Make sure you subscribe to the newsletter. Now, when I say you should make certain features free, I know that sounds crazy to some people, which it should, because one of the first challenges you'll run into is what should be free. My thing is, I think you always should focus on solving the first problem that that person has, right? Like think about your ideal customer at an in-depth level, like at the bottom level, and think about the problem that they face right from the beginning, right from start, right? Like that's the first problem you should be solving. For example, a platform like Riverside is perfect for podcasters that want to do virtual interviews, because at the very minimum, you can create a free account and you can start recording interviews. Like at the very minimum, that's the least you can do on their platform. And that's what a lot of podcasters are looking for. And that's their ideal customer. Therefore, if you're looking for a solution, Riverside is great to start with. Now, once you become more experienced or veteran podcaster, you're ready to invest in your podcasting. Now you can upgrade on Riverside. Then you go from 1080p videos to 4K videos. You can do sound effects. You can start editing. You get social clips. You get so much with this one platform for recording your podcast that you don't even need to go and pay for a bunch of other tools now. That's why freemium is so powerful, because Riverside can capture more of the podcasting market by giving them all of these features. But instead of giving them all for free or charging a premium right up front, they just give you a little taste, just a little bit here and there, just enough to get you started. Another thing is, if you're going to separate your features, you got to figure out what features to charge for and which ones should be free. when you're looking at the options, you want to look at what things cost, right? So on the back end of your software or whatever it is, even for a service business, there are some things that you have that cost money, right? For example, if a client wants me in my agency to prepare them for an interview, they want me to help them set up questions, prepare a guest intro, and be their virtual producer. I can do all of that, and that doesn't really cost me a lot of money. It's more so time and effort. That's pretty much free to do, but it's time. So that's something that I would charge for as a service. For example, you might have API features that run in the background on your software. Now, you have to pay for these API features every time they're run. So you need to have a budget set aside monthly to pay for that stuff so that nothing ever breaks or shuts down. The best way to do this is to add that pricing into your customer pricing. So if it costs you, literal example from my own product, $5 to run this thing or $2 or whatever it is, you then want to add that into the pricing. So you add an extra $5 or $2 into the price. So now you still have profit margins, right? You're not giving away this thing. And then again, that feature should be something that's paid. That shouldn't even be something that's on the free tier. The free tier is for the stuff that can run on its own. It doesn't cost you anything. It's really easy to execute. The paid tier is for all the higher level stuff that is going to cost you money or some serious time. Now, with my service business, I kind of have the same approach. There are some things I give away for free, right? It'll shock you. Like with my agency, I don't really charge for things like consulting calls. When we sit there and strategize your show and planning this and we're planning that, I don't charge for all of those calls. If I charge for every conversation we have about business or your podcast, it would just get ridiculous. So some of that stuff I give away for free. But there are some of my clients who want the feature of having me as their virtual producer, being in the green room and when before and after their interviews, making sure everything goes smooth, right? That want me to help prepare them for their interviews, setting up an intro, prepare questions for their interview, for their special guest, right? Like, so that's a service that I charge for. Meanwhile, other stuff like the consulting and planning, I don't really charge for that. I've kind of separated these things in my software company and my agency because it really displays the value of your business. When you can separate things like that, your customers start to see what's more valuable. Because I kid you not, and when I say virtual producer, people laugh like, what do you mean? I don't need a virtual producer. Every single interview I have virtually produced, something has happened. Whether a microphone gets unplugged or a camera goes out, something has happened. So that's a valuable feature. I couldn't make that free. That's too valuable to be free because I'm always in there for the interview to catch whatever's going wrong and solving a problem really before it becomes a problem. Because I can just check in as a producer on Riverside FM. Make sure you check it out. Link down in the description below. And I can literally say, hey, your mic is out. Hey, his camera's off. Or hey, this is going on. And fix the problem so that in post, the content still looks and sounds great. So when you're thinking about what should be free and what you should charge for, really break down the value of your company. Whether it's software or you're providing a service, you got to break down the value of what it is that you're doing. Another challenge you run into with freemium, and this is one I had to learn a lot about over the last couple of years, is you got to have a conversion strategy. You got to have a strategy to get people that signed up on that free tier to become a paying customer. Now, there's a lot of ways to do this, but it's one of the most challenging things to do. Because, I mean, think about it. There are some platforms you yourself have signed up to that you use that you've never even thought about upgrading. Like, I can say I use Asana. I love Asana. They follow me on Twitter. Asana, shout out to y'all. Y'all got to sponsor one of my videos, man. I have never, well, now I'm thinking about it because I'm adding more team members, but I've been on Asana for years now, years. And I have not like, oh, man, I got to upgrade this. I just don't think it's that necessary, right? I just don't think it's that important. But there are a few strategies and tactics you can lean on to increase your conversion strategy. Number one, and this is one we all see the most, is emails. You get a bunch of emails like from Canva. If you are on Canva and you pay monthly, even if you're on there free, they want you to upgrade. When you're on Canva, you're a free user, they want you to upgrade. So they will spam you every other day. Like if you go and you search template for Instagram stories or LinkedIn header or whatever, Canva's popping up on the first page. And if you go and use their platform, you make an account to save whatever you make. They are emailing you every day until you sign up and pay them. That's just, and it makes sense because they want to get those users, so email is a great way to convince people to sign up and become paying users. I also think it's good to have a good value proposition. You want to give your customers a reason to sign up. Like, give them a reason to go from the free tier to the paid tier. I think Canva does this really good because they will literally tell you, look, where you get way more assets, you get all these other tools, you can get these other features of like removing the background and stuff. And that's such a time saver. Like, when I'm on there, sometimes I'm trying to get a transparent image of a guest. I don't want to have to go to Photoshop and do a bunch of fancy stuff. I absolutely love being able to just check out, like, okay, I'm just click this button, and then it removes everything. It saves me so much time. So setting up a value prop for this is like giving people a clear reason to go from free to paid. Give them a clear reason. We're going to save you time. We're going to save you frustration, energy, whatever it is. Have a clear value proposition. With Riverside, they talk about how you get higher quality recordings. And it's factually true. You do. You go from 1080p to 4K, right? It's really, really valuable. Or 720 to 1080p. It's lovely. I love that they have that separate barrier there. Because it's just, to me, I just love these parts of capitalism. I think it's genius. It's smart. Another idea is to discount during the holidays. You see this from a lot of software companies around Black Friday. Soon as Black Friday hits, it's, oh, hey, get this thing and pay for the year. You get 20% off, 30% off the year. And I think that's genius. And I love that software companies do this because it's not like with clothes, you know, like where they'll hike the price up in October and then on Black Friday in November, all of a sudden it's 30% off and it's really just the original price. Software companies actually give you a massive discount because they email you all year telling you, hey, you need to upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. And then you get to Black Friday and they send you an upgrade code and you're like, okay, this has actually saved me a lot of money. I ain't gonna lie, I got like 4 or 5 this year. I had to, because it's tools I use all the time. So I think freemium is like the best way to go when it comes to setting up a lot of businesses. And most people think this only goes for software companies, but let me tell you, if you have a service business, it's actually smart to do freemium. Now, most people do this from the strategy session perspective, but the problem is that free strategy session isn't a strategy session. They end up just trying to sell the whole time. I challenge you to set up a not 30 minute, but a 1 hour consultation where you just give away free information, just free. You just actually help those people out. Now, the truth is you'll have a lot of people who just take that information and run with it. You won't talk to them again, but the clients that you have that actually like you, the prospects, are going to become clients because they see, oh, this guy is valuable. Oh, she answered all my questions. She was super helpful. Now I want to see what the whole program is like. I need to see all of it. Like, it never made sense to me that coaches or consultants and people in these different services don't give free consultations, because that's literally just an audition for you to show them your greatness, show them how great you are. Now, granted, you're not going to win all of them, but you get more opportunities to win customers than if you say, oh, I don't do free anything. Like, nah, you got to pay me. I just don't think that makes sense. So I think freemium will work for a lot of software companies and even a lot of software businesses. Let me know what kind of company you have down in the description below. I believe freemium will work for a lot of software companies and service businesses. Let me know what kind of company you have down in the comments below. If you're listening on a podcast, shout out to you. I appreciate you. Make sure you sign up to our newsletter. We got a bunch of in-person interviews. I got founders coming on, venture capitalists. We're going to talk about funding. We're going to get into that. But I'm getting the right people on here that have already made millions and billions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing on the people that have reached the heights that we as founders want to reach. And I'm having that conversation with them as if I was you, the founder. So make sure you join the community, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the newsletter, all of that stuff. I'm Chris, and I'll see you next time.